Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Y'all know I am crunchy mama to the max, but when it comes to seasonal allergies, I don't play. I can't afford to. Y'all, I've had the worst seasonal allergies my entire life. I have missed out on so much of the spring because I've had to stay inside while people are outside having fun. I've gone on these amazing retreats and literally just looked out the window watching people have the most amazing time. Because my allergies can't do it. I am straight up, I just can't do it. My eyes get itchy and red and watery. I can't keep makeup on. My nose drips. My throat gets clogged up. And I'm telling y'all, my face swells. It gets itchy. I really, really need support and help when it comes to seasonal allergies. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. I am pregnant right now, so I'm not able to take it. So please, you guys, if you have seasonal allergies, for my sake, go get some and experience what it's like to breathe a little bit. I've taken Claritin D for so much of my life. When I'm not pregnant, I do take it. It's so, so helpful. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
What is the best piece of dating advice you've ever received?
You might get hurt and it's okay.
Honestly, where I'm at now, I'm like, Lord, I don't think I can do heartbreak again. I feel like you can get on the dating apps if you are not going to be wildly swayed by rejection.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Call Her Holy. I'm Laura Eldridge.
And I'm Nicoletta Bradley.
And today, we're hitting you with some of your dating DMs.
Y'all. I believe 90% of the DMs that we get are about dating. Yeah. And so we are just trying to touch the surface of all of them. And so one, we really do appreciate them. Yeah, I mean, I feel honored that you want my opinion. And so once again, we've heard the spiel, but if we didn't get back to you over the DMs, it means that we're answering or trying to answer it on the pod. So don't be discouraged. We're coming at you. You guys ask a lot of the same questions.
You ask some really great questions too.
Really great questions. Y'all are awesome. Honestly, really encouraged. And I wish I had, I don't know. I was like, dang, I wish I could ask these type of questions or have someone that I could ask my advice as a 31-year-old to.
You I'm do
like,
do that.
Well,
you
I
literally
ask you.
Call me all
I ask you. So now I'm like, I call Laura and that's my person. But man, y'all, we are so excited. Laura, I want to hear, what is the best piece of dating advice you've ever received?
Oh, wow. One thing that I heard was, you might get hurt and it's okay. I was kind of deciding whether to be patient with this guy or not. And I did get hurt and I'm okay.
And you're okay. So I remember I heard, this was at summer camp when I worked at summer camp in college. And they said, whether you get married or you break up, both lead, if you allow it, to bring you closer to the Lord. If you think about it, you break up, like me, that was the best season of my life. I know you can attest to that. During the breakup seasons, you were brought closer to the Lord.
Yeah.
And, or you end up getting married and you then grow closer to the Lord.
Yeah.
And so either one is a great outcome because ultimately growing closer to the Lord is the goal, more so than a husband.
I love it.
So that was, I remember hearing that. I was like, I will survive heartbreak.
That's really good. I know.
I can do this if it means I will be closer to Jesus at the end. But Lord Jesus, please protect my heart. Honestly, where I'm at now, I'm like, Lord, I don't think I can do heartbreak again.
No, I know.
Like,
I know.
Truly, that is like my biggest prayer right now, being 31 and single. I'm like, Lord, I desire marriage. I believe you have marriage for me. But please, I mean, you've seen this. I have prayed boldly for a year. Do not let me go on a date until it's the right person because my heart cannot take the up and down.
Yeah. And God might surprise you as in like,
you might.
You actually can take more than you think.
And I'm like,
with my strength, you know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, with Laura's strength. I mean, sorry, what?
No, not mine. The Lord's.
And your strength. You are literally my heir.
You
like
have
the
my
Aaron,
strength bracelet.
Yeah, Aaron to my Moses. Come
you
on
need
now.
It.
Woo!
You need it.
No, but for real, I'm literally like, also me and my friends are
okay,
all
you
talking.
Can give you my bracelet.
Me and my friends are all thinking about getting on the dating apps again for a month, just like kind of trying it out. But we want to do a dating app wine night. So we literally get bottles of wine and get on the dating apps. We all create each other's profile and kind of just like send it for a month.
Wait, that's fun.
Just kind of fun. But like, I feel very secure that I could be on a dating app and be fine. But these other girls are praying through like, Lord, like, what do you want me
to
do?
Yeah, that's good. That's
but I'm
really
kind of
wise.
Like, that's kind of fun. So ladies, if you're sitting here going, man, I feel like I'm in a healthy place. Grab your single girlies, have a bottle of wine, get on the apps. Why not?
Don't drink the whole bottle. You have a glass. You know what I mean? Share with your friends.
I drink like this
if
much.
If you're 21.
I also like can't drink because I'm allergic, but here we are.
Oh my gosh. We didn't do an episode on that. We have.
Oops, I did it again.
Oops, I did it again.
I drink too much. Check it out, ladies.
Have we done dating apps on the podcast?
I've done dating apps on my TikTok where I've talked a lot about that.
A lot of people ask me that too. So let's just answer it real quick. Like, what are your thoughts on dating apps?
I actually have a very strong opinion about dating apps. So I feel like you can get on the dating apps if you are not going to be wildly swayed by rejection.
Okay.
I think that is one thing.
Okay.
And so let me explain that really quickly. It's basically if you don't get dates or there's guys that don't end up liking you that you're interested in.
Or they ghost you, because I hear that a lot. Like they'll start, they'll be super interested, you're having a great conversation, then you don't hear back from them.
Yes. Are you secure enough to handle that or will you spiral?
Yeah.
That just shows emotional maturity. Second, if you are in a place where you are not surrounded by single men anymore, get on the dating app. Like I literally just told my best friend, she is in Southern California. She's very plugged into her church, hasn't met anyone, is surrounded by married couples. I'm like, this is a resource. Like you want to be married, get on the dating apps. And so I think that's a big one is like, hey, if there's not a young adult opportunity where you're like me and like, I just don't even know where to meet people anymore, get on the dating apps. I think those are pretty much my two top. What about you?
Yeah, I would say the other thing is if you are going to be tempted to sin, like a lot of people are not just swayed by rejection. They're swayed into sin of like, okay, he's kind of a Christian. No, you know if he's a Christian before you go in.
Yes.
He at least professes it. And then you go in and you start asking questions. You know what I mean? You're not making out and getting drunk on the first date. Just don't be getting drunk anyways. Like, I guess we're going to keep saying that.
Yes.
But like I do know people who it's not healthy for them to be on dating apps because they're not in a place where they can go and not sin. Like I'm going to hook up with you. And I know myself well enough, you know,
totally.
To know that.
Totally.
So I'm going to compromise, you know.
Yes, yes. I think that's a big one is compromising. I see a lot of girls go on and we talked about this in our Hard Truth and Hope for the Single Girl on Valentine's Day of don't settle for just a Christian guy or the guy who claims to go to church. Because here's the big difference. A lot of my friends will go on these dates from these dating apps and I'll be like, so does he love the Lord? And they're like, oh, we didn't talk about it. I'm like, that should be in the very first conversation that you have on the first date. Otherwise, you're just messing with fire.
Totally.
Because then your heart's getting more invested. Then you're more excited. And so I'm sitting here going, how many Hinge dates did you go on with him? Like 4. Does he love the Lord? Still don't know, but I really like him. I'm like, no. Like I have, so this is actually a standard that I've had with the dating apps. If they have to say Christian in their bio, but they also have to say something about their faith in the comments, like something you do on Sunday, it has to say church or what's important to you, Jesus. So then I know that once again, like a lot of people in Texas are Christian, but there's something more powerful when you actually put it in like, who are you?
Yeah. And you know why? It's people who lead with that. Like people who it's genuine to them lead with that. And so I think it's confusing to me why the girl is like, I'm not sure if he is solid or not. The answer's no, because
if you don't know it right off the bat.
You know why? Because if he's solid, he's looking for a solid girl. And he's not thinking, I'm going to kind of date this girl who may or may not be a Christian. He's trying to suss out from the beginning, is this girl solid? Does she actually know Jesus? Because I'm not looking for a wife who doesn't.
Yes.
And so that's like a huge from the beginning. Like he's going to lead with that. So I like that you absolutely have that criteria in your bio. What else is going on in the dating world that I don't know about? Like in the little.
Gosh, I'm trying to think.
In the apps.
Okay, so there's this new app that my friend recently sent me. And I think it's called Raya. Yes, it's called Raya. Okay. And it's an exclusive dating app that you have to like apply for. And you only get 10 match. I truly don't know. She just applied to me. I don't even know if I'm accepted.
Hey, tell me. Yeah.
But literally it's you get 10 matches a week, I think. And it's like, I really don't understand. But she applied for me. So I'm like, I got nothing to lose. I will say this. Funny dating story so this time last year, do you remember when I got on Hinge for like a month?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
It was the beginning of 2023. And I felt like the Lord was like, get on the dating apps. Like you can handle it. And I was like, if everyone rejects me, whatever. Don't care. And I went on 3 dates in the month of January of last year. And they were solid, godly men. We had a ton of mutual friends. And I walked away from those 3 dates, not going on a second date with any of them except for one, I think. But one of them I met, and literally, he wasn't my guy, but I connected him with all my guy friends. He is now plugged into a church, has community, is in the solid group of people in Dallas-Fort Worth. And I'm like, Lord, you would make me go on a dating app so that I get someone connected to get into a church. I literally went missionary dating. Like, it's so funny. But I think that was so funny to look back on and go, one, there were really godly men on the apps.
Yeah.
And I know one of my best friends, she just met someone on the apps and she's like, I think this is my husband. Like,
yeah, he totally
loves the Lord. And so I think that there's two things on that. One, God can do things in the apps.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of girls are too prideful to get
exactly.
on the apps.
Exactly. That's
because they're like, no, I believe that I deserve a better God story and a better love story than what the apps can provide me. You don't know what the Lord can do on the apps, but you're just too prideful to get on it.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say the other thing is like, it might be sinful for you to avoid getting on the apps because it could be your pride.
Yes.
So I think for all of it, there's no blanket answer. I think a lot of times we just want the rules. Like, is it right or is it wrong? Can you tell me? For you, it might be right for this season.
Yes.
Or it might be wrong for this season or in general. And you got to trust God with that. You know, your story is not going to be dependent on that. You know, you just got to trust God with that.
God's going to get the glory whether you meet him on the app or not. And that should be the goal. And I just, one of my dear, dear friends, she has been so hesitant on the apps. And I just had this crutch. I'm like, I'm not going to say her name. I'm like, you need to get on the apps. And I don't say that this boldly to many people. And she was like, I'm not doing that. I want a good love story. And I'm like, trust me when I say that it actually shows more humility for you to get on.
Yes, because in that you're prioritizing the love story over the love. Which I get it. I understand.
That's real though. It's so true.
I'm over here taking an inventory of like, where do I do stuff like that? You know what I mean? Because I know I do.
gosh, we literally grew up in Disney movie central. Of course we want this romantic love story. Like literally you see Little Mermaid, she became a human so that she could find the love. Like we aren't getting those love stories anymore. You know what I'm saying? But I just think that ladies, like trust the Lord. Pray about everything. Pray without ceasing. He will guide you. Like literally God is so kind. He's not a God of confusion. He will give you peace if you're supposed to get on the dating apps and he will give you lack of peace if you're not. You will know as you download and as you create that profile, this little pit in your stomach of like, man, this isn't it for me. Listen to it. I call it the God time. You've heard me talk about it.
Yeah.
So man, I'm very passionate about the dating apps. I think that it's a great resource. People abuse it. People don't use it. And it's just an opportunity. But you have to be wise. You have to be in an emotionally mature state. And you have to realize, kind of honestly, full transparency, when I went on, I realized that my season on the dating apps wasn't about me. Because I saw that it was like, man, God, I think you got me on the dating apps to help someone get plugged in. Mm. And I so loved that. Like, it was so worth getting on the dating apps for this guy to find community.
Okay, so while we're here,
okay,
let's talk missionary dating.
Oh, come on.
Because like you've mentioned it a couple times and I think that's really powerful. I think God using you, here's what's different.
Yeah, missionary dating, and that's the key word. I wasn't dating it, but keep going.
Yeah, no. Like here's what's different than I think a lot of people maybe saying, well, Nicoletta did it so I can do it. What's different is that you weren't trying to then go on and date those guys.
No.
You went on a date, realized, okay, you have a need here and it's that.
You need Jesus.
You need Jesus and you need godly friends. I can help with that and then remove myself from the situation. Yeah. Where we go wrong is that we're like, okay, he's trying. Like, I can help with that. And if I break up with him or if I don't do this, who will? And it's like, No. You might actually be getting in the way of him coming to know Jesus because you're being a bad example. You know, it's like if you, when you are full steam ahead, I believe this and I'm not going to compromise. That's actually a better testimony to Christianity than somebody who's wishy-washy of like, okay, I'm going to date you even though it's wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I remember sitting with that guy actually at that coffee date and I said, I'm going to be fully honest. You are totally my type. You are so great. And I wish I could date you, but you are not where I would need you to be spiritually. And so I care more about you and getting plugged into a church and finding good friends than I do about what I want. And like, he even said the same thing to me. He was like, you are totally my type. And it was that moment of like, dang it. But he knew that he needed Jesus more than he needed a girlfriend. And I knew that I wasn't going to settle a compromise for someone that wasn't where I needed him to be. And it was like such a moment of honestly joy. Like, don't get me wrong. Was it a bummer of like, you are so cute. You are so cool. We like get it. Like, this is easy. This is natural. Oh my gosh. But it was like,
no. But I trust God more.
But I trust God more. And I desire God more. It was such a cool God moment, bummer at the same time.
Way to go.
I know.
But my jaw dropped. I was like, this is amazing. This is such a great story. You maybe have, but it's been a year.
Yeah, it's been a year.
We talk about a lot of things.
That's fair. So I just say that to hear, like, for the girls you don't need to settle. Like, just because that date didn't work out for me and I really haven't dated since the last round of Hinge, that doesn't mean that the last year has been horrible. It doesn't mean that I've been discontent. It doesn't mean that the last year has sucked. If anything, it's been so joyful because I've gotten to know the Lord even deeper in singleness. And you know me, like, I'm so passionate about singleness because I believe we waste it and we miss it and we miss out on the joy of it when the Lord is just like, let me use this. And I had the opportunity, like, I totally could have been like, I would love to help you. And that's my giftings. I'm like the personal trainer. I'm like, okay, you see something and I want to help you get to the next spot. Like, that was totally my, like, and I was like, that's not my role.
Good job.
That's not my role.
Okay. So wait a second. I'm like on the edge of my seat. So he's plugged in now. Anyone else thinking what I'm thinking? Like, are you guys with me? Like, where's this guy? And do we find him and reconnect you guys? Like, I've literally been saying the whole year later thing.
Gosh, I have not talked to him for a year. So I don't really know.
Okay, you guys, I don't know why. Maybe this is a message from the Lord above the Lord. Right now. I have been saying this on my Instagram and I said it on a podcast we just did. Who knows if God is doing something in your husband that a year from now he's going to be ready to date you. Coming to know Jesus and ready to date you. So I don't know. If you're listening to this, you should call her. It's you. Call
her. Guess we'll see. Stay tuned.
All right.
Stay
all right. Tuned, DM me and I'll give you her number. You already have it. Anyways.
Put my number on social media and you're dead. I can literally barely keep up with my text messages as it is. Yeah, you know that if you're my friends and you know that I'm bad at DMs for the girls that have DM'd me. Like, I am so bad.
But if you guys do have a brother who loves Jesus, or, you know, if you're married listening to this and you have a friend who loves Jesus who's a godly man, come to hit up your girl. Her.
How about you DM Laura and she can scope the scene and then she can vet him and then follow up.
Okay, I've been actually doing something really fun on my Instagram.
Oh, no.
I've been connecting people in the same cities.
I have seen that.
So it happened from my friend Molly, who is one of my coaching call clients. She wouldn't care if I said that. She asked something like, she's like, where do you know any godly guys near me? And so I just started being like, okay, are there any godly guys in Michigan? You know?
Yeah, why not?
And so anyways, so I was like, guys, if you're a godly guy or if you have a godly guy, you're like married and have a friend, DM me, tell me your city and the church that you're plugged into, and I'll see if there are any godly girls in your city. I can't vouch for if you guys are actually godly. You know what I mean? I can't vouch for any of that, but I can connect you. You're both following my page. It's very faith forward. You know what I mean? Like, there's no surprise there. So I've been connecting.
Which still makes me bitter that she's connecting all the followers and not your girl. I'm like, we have joked around about doing a dating show on this podcast. Like, that would be so fun.
Do we do the Christian Bachelor and Nicoletta is the Bachelorette? Vote now.
Vote now.
There's an option if there's a poll. Just like, honestly, just drop it in the comments. Like, should we do it? I'll do it.
I was like, Laura would be the best Chris Harrison. Rip. Bye, Chris. But you know what I'm saying. Speaking of, The Bachelor is like the best season ever this year. Joey.
Oh, The Golden Bachelor? Is
no,
that what's
no, no,
happening?
That's already over.
Oh, that's over?
It. The Bachelor is the best season ever this year. Joey is so cute. I wish I was on this season more than ever.
Y'all are so funny. Is he a believer?
I have done a deep dive. His sister, so he has, I'm so crazy.
This is not a good start. Not a good start.
He has two sisters, and his younger sister is involved in Young Life.
Okay.
So Joey, if you're watching this and you don't work out with any of the girls that are on your season,
and you've been talking about Jesus.
Love Jesus.
And they're just cutting those scenes. Because you know they be cutting scenes.
They be cutting all the Jesus scenes on
The
Bachelor.
Yeah, I did an interview for, I think it was NBC. And it was an hour long. And I'm telling, like, the interview girl was like, you really challenged my faith. Like, the gospel was all through it. And they cut out the entire interview and put, like, a 4-second clip of me saying, I'm really grateful. And that's it. I was like, okay, I mean, What about the gospel? And anyways, I think it was could have been just for the girl on the interview. Like, okay. That was great,
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
Actually, I think you are actually one of the, wow, I can't believe I'm letting this go airtime.
Wow, this is good.
Was it 2 years ago that I applied for The Bachelor?
No, I already know the secret.
I know you know the secret, but
the secret.
I was like, the world doesn't know. I literally apply for The Bachelor 2 years. No, it was right after I went through a breakup and my best friend was like, screw this, I'm applying you for The Bachelor. And I was like, whatever, I don't care. And literally made through multiple rounds of the interview process. I didn't get chosen. I literally remember praying. I was like, Lord, if you don't want me on the show, like, you need to get me cut. And so made it through multiple rounds, had to send in all these videos, had to do all these things. And God clearly said no. But that's my little secret.
I was Can we talk about one more thing?
Oh, please.
Because, one, do as Nicoletta says, not as she does. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, like, please. It could be. I'm like really controversial right now. Like, apply for The Bachelor, go on the dating apps, do your thing.
She's a work in progress. We're going to have a prayer meeting after this. Exactly. How many is prayer meeting?
lay hands on me. Holy, holy, holy.
So I think stuff like that is not black and white. Like, you can't look at somebody else and be like, ugh. You applied for The Bachelor, like, you're a sinner. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Which we do that. And we can't look at someone and be like, oh, you have to do this. Like, this is going to, for sure, it doesn't matter if it's honoring God. Like, we just kind of remove sometimes decisions of like, will this honor God? And like, that's not good either. Like, the Lord should be at the center. Like, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Yeah.
In all your ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will make your path straight.
Yeah.
Proverbs 3:5-6. So, You want to acknowledge the Lord, which you did. You prayed for wisdom. Like, God, don't let this happen if it's not supposed to happen.
I mean, I prayed throughout the entire process. Yeah. Like, it was not like, I don't care if God says no, I'm going. It was like, Lord, you lead and I'll follow.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a joke more so. And then I was like, wait a minute, I'm like actually making it through some rounds. Yeah.
Totally.
Crazy.
There could be this whole opportunity, which is great to share the gospel, but you also need to know a lot of that stuff is out of your control. It's getting cut. Like, it's, and then you also need to probably know that when you're surrounding yourself in a culture where people are sinning, you're going to be more tempted to sin. Same with the dating apps. You're going to be, I canceled a trip to Mexico once for a really good friend's wedding because I was at the point where I'd stopped drinking. Knowing, okay, I really need, I'm going all in with Jesus and I can't, like, drunkenness is not it.
Yeah.
And if I go to the bar, I'm getting drunk, like, just period, end of story. Yeah. And I'm flirting and probably going home with whoever's there. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to go to those places. And I was already paid for and I just canceled it. So there were points in my life where I had to make decisions knowing myself and being really honest and letting other people speak into those decisions. Like, I am going to sin like if I go here. And so remove yourself from that situation. 2 Timothy 2:22, like, flee temptation.
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay, can I go to Mexico and not get drunk? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know?
It's interesting. We're doing a series at my church right now and it's talking about wisdom. And so often we look through the lens of everything. Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it black? Is it white? Is it right? Is it left? And it comes down to 90% of the things that we encounter on a daily basis actually just comes down to wisdom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you said, like, Mexico wasn't bad, it just wasn't wise.
Exactly.
In the same way that me applying for The Bachelor, maybe it was good or bad or right or wrong, more so it was a joke, but if I had actually gotten accepted, then it would have come down to, is this wise or not?
Yeah, exactly.
And so we need to start approaching the things in our life, whether that's dating apps or going on a trip to Mexico or going on a second date with this guy. It's not, is it right or is it wrong? Sometimes, yes, like, they're not a believer, I would land in the more of the wrong camp, but a lot of times it's like, it's not wise for your heart. Not wise for your ministry. It's not wise in general. And it's interesting. We actually got a DM, which I feel like this ties into a lot of that, is one of the girls said, I ended up moving back home and I've wanted to connect with more people. And I thought about reaching out to this guy to get dinner. I've been praying about it, but I need some advice. What are y'all's thoughts?
So she moves back home.
Yep.
And doesn't know anyone else?
Yeah, I'm wanting to connect with more people.
Thinking about reaching out to this guy. Okay, first of all, I'd be honest with yourself.
Okay.
Are you reaching out to this guy because you want to connect with more people, or are you reaching out to this guy because you want the potential?
Yeah.
Like,
who is this guy?
And that's, I'm not saying that's also wrong. You know what I mean? But, like, be really honest with yourself, because I think we can, like, get ourselves into weird situations where we're telling ourselves that our motives are different than they actually are. It's like, just say that you
like him.
Want to see if it's going to go anywhere. You know what I mean?
Also, who is this guy? Is this your ex-boyfriend? Is this, you know what I mean? Is this the cool guy at school that doesn't know the Lord? Like, kind of, we have to digest, like, who is this? But I think it does go back to, is it wise or not?
I think, so, okay, this is Laura, not Bible, or maybe even a wisdom principle. I don't know if dinner's the move if you're going to ask him. You know what I mean? Like, you could shoot him a text and be like, bro, I'm, you don't say bro if you're trying to not friend zone him. You know what I mean? There's some wisdom for you.
Yes,
you could text him and say, I just moved back. What's going, like, is there anything going on? Like, I want to get connected with more people.
Yeah.
And let the ball be in his court to decide, like, what that is.
Yeah.
Instead of inviting him to dinner. Because then it's going to be like, okay, this girl just asked me on a date.
See, but I think a little bit of pushback also, though, is that I think we also elevate. I think I'm like in both camps. Because part of me is like, I agree. But in the end, the other part is like, it's just dinner. What's the big deal?
Is he thinking that?
But that's where the wisdom piece is who is this guy? So that's where I'm wondering, like, is this an ex-boyfriend? Is this a guy that you used to like? So I think the context is key of, yeah, it's just this random guy that we used to be friends in high school. Like, it's nothing romantic. We never liked each other. Like, I don't know, grab lunch with him. It's not that big of a deal compared to this is a guy that we made out with all the time in high school. And I don't know. Maybe that's a hot take. Maybe.
You know, guys have a whole thing about, like, dinner versus coffee and stuff like that on their dates.
I have never heard this.
Oh, yeah. Guys for sure have a whole thing about, like, some of them like the level of seriousness. I'm not saying this is right or wrong, but like some of them, like they want it to be more casual. They're going to ask you on a coffee date, you know?
Okay.
Or they're trying not to scare you.
Fair.
Like I want to marry
you. I like
you.
Coffee way more than dinner.
Some of them in their minds, like, hey, I'm spending a lot of money on her dinner. I'm invested, you know? I'm not saying this is everyone, but I also think guys can be like, she just asked me out. You know what I mean?
I get that.
When you're not. Sometimes when you're just like, bro, I straight up just whatever. I don't want that to scare anyone because that's not the guy for you if he's thinking like that anyways. But
okay, so let's say the guy's like this godly guy that you were best friends with in high school and loves the Lord.
Yeah, I would text him and be like, I'm back in town and so ready to do fun stuff. Like, where does everybody hang out? Like, what's happening?
Okay,
you know what I mean?
I can land on that, yes.
You just be chill, like be yourself, be fun. I have that personality. I'm the one who texted Colby and was like, let's do this game night. Like, let's rally everybody. And I just was myself. I was using a bunch of emojis. I texted a paragraph. You know what I mean?
18 emojis later.
I broke all the rules, you know what I mean? Of like being standoffish and
totally.
Like, whatever. That's so annoying. All those things are like so annoying, but, and not helpful. Like you're usually playing games when you're doing all that stuff. But anyway, so you can be yourself. Like, ask him what's up, you know? Tell him to invite you to come hang out, like, with his friends.
Dang. I mean, I think that's good advice. I think be wise. Like, who is this guy? What's the deal? I think I like the group environment. But,
definitely.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm always going to err on the side of a group environment at first.
Fair.
Because it's just, it gives people space to figure out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, either he likes you or he doesn't, and he can have the space to decide. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I don't want to just hang out with her in a group. She's talking to him and I kind of don't like that, you know?
Fair.
Or I wanted more time with her one-on-one, so I'm going to make that happen.
Dang.
Anyways, okay, we love y'all. We only answered one DM, but we get those other questions a lot. So
yeah, and I feel like hopefully that you gained some insight into our lives, advice that we learned from the dating, wisdom, all the things. Overall, we are grateful for you guys. We love hanging out with you. We love this podcast studio. And this
is so fun.
It's because of y'all. And we are just so, so grateful. We have a website now, which we've mentioned before, but check us out. We're still on Venmo if you want to be a part of our journey financially. And overall, subscribe to our YouTube channel because we're officially on YouTube.
Woo.
Love you guys. You guys are awesome. Have a great day.